The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yes. Yes. What is up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 7. We are live. I'm having trouble connecting to Periscope. Hopefully we're up on Periscope. Maybe it's just me, maybe it's everybody, I don't know. We usually do this show on Sunday nights. Do an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know, whatever. Whatever mood I'm in is what I'll do. I didn't feel like doing a show last night, so now we're doing a show on Monday night. It's a very special show. So it makes it special. It's a different night. But we always stream the first hour live on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420, whether it's Sunday night or Monday night or any other night. It's where you can find us. If you want both hours on video, become a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. The fact that I can't get this to come up is annoying me. Let's try it again. I might have to check the phone. I don't know. Streams here says it's fine. It says it's all good. I didn't even start drinking yet, but I will. My co-host, Mr. James Beam. Mary Jane will make an appearance from time to time. Whatever, man. We got all kinds of people flowing through. Tonight, hour one, we're talking about Norm MacDonald. Some kid getting something stuck to his face. It's crazy shit. You got to see that. Also, that guy from The Cosby Show and Nicki Minaj. Also, a big video collection from Hurricane Florence. Like people in real wind, people in fake wind, people faking real wind. It's all going on. It all happened during the hurricane. Understandably, it's a melancholy occasion. Some people lost their lives. I heard a couple dozen. It's sad, but, you know, we continue on with the comedy. Nothing is off limits, including Hurricane Florence. Second hour, we got a marijuana story from Late Show with Stephen Colbert. We have more on the Dallas man killed by a cop. What is going on with this? There's something going on with the Periscope stream, at least on my end. I don't know. Like I said, I'm going to check the phone because it's not coming up on the web. It's bothering me. At least I'm recording. If nobody's seeing it, they'll see it eventually. There I am. Holy crap. Anyway, second hour also, talk more about Mac Miller, and I'll also play you the tale of OJ. A story of long ago. Done it once on the show, we did it live, we'll play it again. This with software, I can just... I say play stuff, man. That's what I do. Whoops. Oh. Oh! I was a split second late. Bastard. Oh, well. We'll fix it. Welcome, everybody. Did I mention it's September 17th, 2018? I'm in a lot of streaming problems on Periscope. I don't know if that's a thing. I will check. I'm not going to check right now because we're going to get into some shit. Maybe when I play some of this Norm MacDonald video here in the first segment, we'll figure out what the fuck's going on with Periscope. Maybe it's just my laptop's having a bad connection. I don't know. It doesn't look good. Streaming, I say, like here, is good. It's been good the entire time. So in other words, it's not my fault. If it's anybody's fault, it's your fault. You messed it all up. With your weak-ass connections. Periscope, you're fucking killing me. I don't like Periscope. Let me tell you something before I get into the show. A little story about Periscope. Every week or two, Periscope will lock me out of my account, accusing me of being a robot. Now this has happened 12, 15 times. They say there's some suspicious activity. Are you a robot? I say, no, I'm not a robot. And then they show me pictures. They say, mark all the ones with cars in them, or mark all the ones with hills in them, to prove, because I guess a robot can't handle that shit. They can't handle looking at a picture and saying, there's fucking hills. Let me click it. So I click it. I got to go through this whole thing every couple weeks. You're killing me. I'm not a robot. Every show is me. I'm me. I'm here. God damn. You make me want to drink. Shot number one for my coach, Mr. James Beam. First of all, the bottle's hard to drink out of. Second of all, it's not good. I'm not an alcohol person. But, you know, adds a little flavor to the show. Maybe keep you from being so fucking pissed off about the technical issues and all that. Social media, find all my stuff at stonerjesus.net. Of course, all the past shows, you want the free audio of it, both hours, full show. Always free, stonerjesus.net. Sponsor banners, all kinds of stuff. Man, I should have chased that with something. Maybe too late. I may have waited too long. I waited too long. Anyway. if you're watching this, you know, fucking share, retweet, all that stuff. Give the hearts. All that crap. The stream looks like it's working better. That's cool. So, Norm MacDonald. By the way, email the show. StonerJesus420 at gmail.com. You can reach the show that way. So, Norm MacDonald. You know Norm MacDonald, legendary comedian. One of my favorites. He's, I would put his Weekend Update up against any Weekend Update era of Saturday Night Live. Stand up. Same thing. There's a legendary, great comic. So apparently he said some stuff to the Hollywood Reporter, and it pisses people off. He said some stuff about the Me Too movement. We'll talk about this, what he said here in a minute. And then he had a problem with Jimmy Fallon. They went on a little apology tour. But first, here's what apparently the offending passages were. He said, I live in L.A., where I'm always faced with the lunacy of the left. I don't know what the same lunacy existed, that the same lunacy existed on the right. So I never really bought into this notion that everybody's a racist because there was a black president, you know. But the Sacha Baron Cohen show has been a frightening eye-opener. I was also in a bubble, but in a different way. I guess everyone is a fucking idiot. Everyone is an ideologue. Hopefully the pendulum will slow down in the next 4 years. And the Hollywood Reporter asked, can swing back towards liberalism? And Norm said, not necessarily. I'm happy the Me Too movement has slowed down a little bit. It used to be 100 women can't be lying, and then it became one woman can't lie, and that became, I believe, all women. And then you're like, what? Like that Chris Hardwick guy I really thought got the blunt end of the stick there. You see, the Norm is not exactly, I mean, one of the great things about his stand-up and his act and everything, he's not the most eloquent guy, but he has great timing, and he has great fucking material, and he's this awkward communicator, which is endearing. If it can border on annoying if you do it wrong, and if it's not who you are, but it's naturally him, and it's just very awkward, and this is one of those moments. Hollywood Reporter asked, what about when someone admits to wrongdoing? And Norm said, the model used to be, admit wrongdoing, show complete contrition, and then we give you a second chance. Now, it's admit wrongdoing, and you're finished, and so the only way to survive is to deny, deny, deny. That's not healthy. That there is no forgiveness. I do think that at some point it will end with a completely innocent person of prominence sticking a gun in his head and ending it. That's my guess. I know a couple of people this has happened to. The Hollywood Reporter asked who. He said, well, Louis C.K. and Roseanne Barr are two people I know. And Roseanne was so broken up after the show's reboot was canceled. They got Louis to call her, even though Roseanne was very hard on Louis before that. But she was just so broken and just crying constantly. And there are very few people that have gone through what they have, losing everything in a day. Of course, people will go, what about the victims? But you know what? The victims didn't go through that. Now, obviously, you can see the problems with that in this day and age, what he said. People are not going to stand for any questioning of the official line, if you will. So he's happy the Me Too movement slowed down a little bit. He's basically talking about due process. They get into this in this View clip. Yes, I'm about to play you a clip from The View. I'm sorry, you know, but this is... Well, basically after, well, let's back up a little bit. After this, he's supposed to go on Jimmy Fallon to promote his new show. He's got a new Netflix show, Norm MacDonald does. And Jimmy Fallon basically told him that, you know, my senior producers are crying. This is bad for the show. I'd love to have you on any other time, but tonight's not a really good time. So Norm didn't go on Jimmy Fallon. He went on Howard Stern the next day and talked about it. And then he went on The View. He apologized on Twitter if anybody was offended. Now, I'm of two minds about this. I mean, if apology is really what you feel you need to do and you really feel you were misrepresented and you want to get across what you're trying to get across, that's one thing. But if you're apologizing to the mob to like try to get their forgiveness or whatever, that shit ain't happening. Now, this clip is from The View. As I said, it's 10 minutes long. We're not going to play 10 minutes of The View. Holy shit. But I'll try to get through some of it. You see a little bit of Norm's, first of all, his awkwardness. And second of all, his just, he's trying to get across what he's saying. Let's just judge for yourself how well he did.
Comedian Norm Macdonald has become a huge hot topic over his comments about Roseanne and Louis C.K. and the Me Too movement. And it led to The Tonight Show, you know, saying that we're going to cancel the appearance. But we wanted him to come and clear the air. So please welcome Norm Macdonald. You took a lot of flack for saying in the art of for some things that you said in the Hollywood Reporter, saying that you were kind of glad that the Me Too movement has slowed down, and we don't really know you as a guy who, you know, really comments on very much. Yeah. That's gone out. So what were you trying to say?
Yeah.
Well, I was, print reporters, they ask you questions and they put them all together. What I was talking about was Chris Hardwick, this particular comedian,
right,
that was a friend of mine. And, if 500 women go against a man, obviously the guy's guilty. But then Chris Hardwick won. It was one woman against one man.
Right.
You know? So I was saying that I thought it was good that the pendulum was slowing and Chris Hardwick has rehabilitated.
Basically, a lot of you know this, that we're in we're in a place where an accusation is made and there's really no due process in a person's career. They have to go away. And it's just, that's basically what he's trying to comment on in his, like I said, his very awkward way.
He's going to get, he still tells me he can't walk down the street without people yelling stuff at him.
Yeah.
But that's all I was trying to say.
Okay. Well, you do raise valid questions about due process and, verification of what went on. I think that we would agree with that, that you have to back it up somewhat.
Yeah.
But when you kind of lose me when you imply that the hardship that your friend Louis C.K. is a friend of mine, too, really. Uh-huh. I know him a long time.
Uh-huh.
That the hardship that he went through uh-huh. is equal to the hardship that the victims went through.
Right.
That doesn't compute.
No, it's not
Can
true.
Can you explain yourself a little then?
See, I just read what he said. That's not what he said. He said in the end, this is what Louis and Roseanne have had to go through. The victims didn't go through that. He's not equating them. He's saying that particular brand of misery is not what they went through, and that it is also a valid form of misery. He didn't, and I don't think he equated it. I guess you can infer that from what he said, but I wouldn't. But Joy Behar is different than me.
Yeah, that's not what I was saying. When this happened, I was rooting for Roseanne when Roseanne's thing went down, and I called her the next day. And she was crying the whole time I was talking to her.
Right.
I've known Roseanne for a while, and I was worried about her because she seemed really, really in a bad place. And I said, I can't really talk to you about this because I've never been through anything like this. And I said, I know Louis, and he's been through this, where he's had everything taken from him.
Right.
And I said, not many of us have gone through this, and so you should talk to each other because and then the guy said, what about the victims? And I said, well, the victims haven't gone through this. I was talking about this particular event. Of course, the victims have gone through worse than that. But I'm going to get a victim to phone Roseanne?
No, but that's a good clarification.
Yeah. And that's why it's so important to be able to clarify and to be able to explain. Because at the heart of it, I think we are forgetting.
I have to admit, I'm not a big View fan. I'm a big View follower, so I'm not aware of the new people. And by new people, I mean anybody they've added in the last 10 years. Is Barbara Walters still alive? I think she is.
People, we jump very quickly today, but I do think that we like to forgive. You went on the Howard Stern show yesterday to apologize, and you ended up making it worse because you said you'd have to have Down syndrome not to feel sorry for the victims.
Yes.
The groans from the audience. Oh, Norm, not the Down syndrome. Holy shit.
Do you regret
you just
saying
keep
that?
On getting into trouble, Norm McDonald.
It's always bad when you have to apologize
for the apology.
An apology.
Do you lose it when you're on Howard? Is that what happens, Joe?
Well, there is a thing on Howard where there's a recklessness in the studio. And, you know, there used to be a word we would all say mean stupid.
You're acting like you got fucking Down syndrome.
That we don't say anymore, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You know the word I'm talking about? Yes.
Yeah. Retarded.
And stupidly, I was about to say that word,
and
I stopped and said, what's the right word to say?
And he landed on Down syndrome. He was going to say retarded. He's like, no, you can't say that. Down syndrome. That's what we're going with.
And I said a different word that was equally.
Yeah.
Did you realize in that moment that probably
I realized at that moment that I'd done something unforgivable.
Oh, man. I find it forgivable, but I don't know about Down syndrome, but I don't have Down syndrome. So probably someone who does might find it differently. I find it fucking hilarious. He skipped retarded and went to Down syndrome. That is fantastic. By the way, I'm remiss in telling you about the next Bardo Monkey Pipe giveaway. September 30th, we're going to announce 5 winners of those monkey pipes you see right there if you're watching the video. There's the next Bardo Smoke YouTube giveaway page on sternjesus.net. If you want to check it out, see it right there, like I said, if you're watching the video. If not, just go to the website, sternjesus.net. It'll be up there for another couple weeks. Just subscribe to our YouTube channel to be eligible to win. You have to prove you're 21 years old or older if you win a monkey pipe. All the details are right there on the Next Bardo Smoke YouTube giveaway page, sternjesus.net. Thank you to nextbardo.com, our awesome sponsor. You see that headshot banner right there. That's them. They put up 5 of those cool little monkey pipes for a giveaway. The link to our YouTube channel is on that page, or you can just go to the Stoner Jesus 420 on YouTube. The Stoner Jesus 420 on YouTube. This is the Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 7. Coming up, we have a Meat Skewer, the guy from The Cosby Show, and Nicki Minaj. I did check Periscope. It looks great on my phone. I think I'm having, the web is a little bit slow. I don't know. Hopefully it works itself out, but the phone does look good. That's where most people are watching this. So that is cool. Stoner Jesus Show. We'll be back right after this. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, nextbardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's nextbardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. Anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us, CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Fuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Fuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Fuber way.
Welcome to Cannabis Confidential. I'm your host, Dr. Dina. We've got David Faustino on the line, Bud Bundy from Married with Children. Did you feel nervous being a celebrity walking into a weed store?
I don't remember at all being like, ooh, I'm scared someone's going to take my picture here.
What are they going to say? Bud Bundy smokes bud? I mean, come on.
It wouldn't be a big shocker. Hey, this is David Faustino, and I'm on Cannabis Confidential with my girl Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, biatch. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 7. We're live. September 17th, 2018. Live on Periscope and Twitter at StonerJesus420. All information on the show can be found, of course, at StonerJesus.net. Go check us out there. Sponsor banners, audio, social media links, all that stuff at StonerJesus.net. Still to come, all the Hurricane Florence videos, at least the good ones. All that's coming up, but first, got a couple stories. I mentioned the Cosby guy. I'll talk about him and say it's like the story weirdly segues into Nicki Minaj, which can be nice, like a follow-up of her titties flapping out we showed you last week. Anyway, this first story is fucking nuts. I'm not going to, there's no preamble necessary for it. Just check it out for yourself.
You're looking at a metal barbecue skewer sticking out of a 10-year-old boy's head. It goes from below his eye to the back of his skull.
Yeah, you heard that right.
How could anyone survive this? Well, this kid did.
This was definitely just the most terrifying experience I've ever had.
Check this fucking kid out. Check out this fucking kid. Let me back up. Look at that. This kid, you wait till you hear what happened to him. But you know, he got a metal skewer, meat skewer, stuck through his fucking head. All the way through. They cut to him. And he's just sitting there, and he's got a Band-Aid on his face. He should have been like, thug life, motherfucker, or something like that. He got a pole in his face, and he's got a Band-Aid. I mean, that's pretty fucking badass. I'm usually a cynical guy when it comes to kids. They're fucking dumb and, you know, and useless, basically. Not quite, but, you know, you get my point. But this kid, I mean, I don't fucking know. I'm going to shut up. Just, there's still another almost 2 minutes in this. You got to hear this. You got to see this.
Experience I've ever had.
Xavier Cunningham was playing with friends in his backyard in Harrisonville, Missouri. They threw the skewer into the ground where it landed with the sharp end sticking up. Then Xavier was climbing down from a treehouse when he lost his footing and fell right on the skewer.
I opened my eyes and I was like, and just screamed my head off.
His mom, Gabrielle, fearing the worst, rushed him to the ER. Even Xavier thought he was a goner.
He could barely move his mouth, and he'd go, "Hi, Mama." Like, "Hi, baby." And he'd go, "I love you." And he goes, "The last words I'm ever going to say on this earth are, I love you, Mom."
But by some miracle, the skewer missed all his vital organs.
This thing missed the eye, missed the brain, it missed the spinal cord.
Dr. Koji Ebersole, a brain surgeon with the University of Kansas Health System, was tasked with removing the skewer.
The x-ray is unbelievable. That lets you see for the first time how close this thing is to the carotid artery. That's the major artery that goes to the brain.
This remarkable video shows the surgery. You can see the doctor's hand carefully and slowly pulling out the skewer.
When the doctor came through the door, and he just said, he goes, "It's out." And just the relief, and I was like, "Can I hug you?"
And here they are moments later in Xavier's hospital room.
So we got something for you.
Sure do.
The doctor hands him the skewer as a souvenir.
Dude.
And this is Xavier today, just 5 days after the operation. The hole where the skewer went in is covered by just a little Band-Aid. He's still swollen and sore, but his doctor says he will make a full recovery.
The whole thing's a miracle.
All the way through his face. All the way through his face. That is some hardcore shit. You know what I'm saying? And really, doesn't need any more commentary. It's fucking badass. He'll be telling that story to bitches and the rest of his life. You see this scar? Meets your bitch. Let me show you on YouTube. Stern Jesus talked about it. This next story, as I said, is about the guy from The Cosby Show. He was working at Trader Joe's. The woman took the picture of him and went viral on social media. He was supposedly being shamed for like once being an actor on The Cosby Show. Now he's fallen so far as he's working at Trader Joe's or whatever. I really didn't comment it on Twitter or on this show at the time because everybody else was pretty much making the same comment, which I agree with, which shaming someone who has a job and for having a job is stupid. Well, anyway, the woman who took the picture is very apologetic and she wishes it didn't happen, but it turned out great for him because he's getting a bunch of acting gigs and apparently some other shit from Nicki Minaj. Let's check all that shit out.
That's Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, they have.
Former Cosby Show star Jeffrey Owens, who says it wasn't meant to be.
I couldn't imagine myself on a show like that because I'm such a terrible dancer.
But hey, the actor who was shamed for working at a grocery store is simply too busy now. ET's confirmed Jeffrey just bagged a guest starring role on NCIS New Orleans. He'll play star Scott Bakula's old friend who gives the special agent advice. Owens previously accepted Tyler Perry's offer to shoot 10 episodes of his own show, The Haves and the Have-Nots. He also had Nicki Minaj promise to give him $25,000.
I hope he doesn't take it the wrong way, but I just want to help him in any way I can.
But after that offer, is Nicki now getting her own windfall?
You knew that when that footage came out, you was about to look dumb.
Since her headline-making Fashion Week brawl with Cardi B, Nicki's podcast, Queen Radio, has shot to number one on Apple Music. The fight itself left Minaj embarrassed.
I was mortified. I could not believe how humiliated it all felt.
So somehow, in that story, they definitely merged the Jeffrey Owens story into the Nicki Minaj story with the connecting bridge of she offered him $25,000. I mean, that's cool, but it seems, it just strikes me as odd. It's like there's, Tyler Perry offered him a job, you know, work. She's like, have some money. things are rough. You used to be on The Cosby Show. Here's some money. I don't know. Anyway, who am I to judge? Nicki Minaj, she can give him all the money she wants. I'm just saying it comes across as weird. Now, she offered them titties. Well, yeah, it's a whole other thing. Talking about Hurricane Florence coming up. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 7, still in Hour 1. Hour 2, a lot of stuff. Mac Miller, marijuana story on The Late Show with Colbert, old video clip, The Tale of OJ, all of that. Coming up, yo. Stay tuned, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here. The tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 7. Make sure you check out the show. Past episodes, stonerjesus.net. Now it's time for us to check out some clips, various clips from Hurricane Florence. As you know, Hurricane Florence ripped through the Carolinas earlier, a few days ago. Death, destruction, as hurricanes bring. Also, of course, in the age of social media and places like and things like YouTube, also comes with a ton of video content that is, it is interesting to say the least. We'll start in my favorite place, Looters. That's right. Apparently, this newswoman went to Family Dollar. It's a little bit longer video you can find on YouTube. This is kind of like the last part of it. Basically, she did this. All these people are looting this Family Dollar. She's at the front. She goes around to the side. Then she goes back around to the front. In this video, you don't see her initial, see the people streaming out of the front of the Family Dollar with a lot of stuff. But you get the point in this video.
This is 13th and Greenfield. We're going to stay with this situation.
Narc.
Items in hand, guys.
Items in hand.
Hey, guys, you know you're looting, right? You know you're stealing.
You know you're looting? What? I'm looting? I thought I was in Bible study. You know you're stealing, right? Back door's busted open.
You know you're looting, correct?
You know you're looting?
You know that you're looting and that's illegal? You can see people coming out right now.
It's illegal. Did you know looting's illegal? You know that's what you're doing? Are you aware? I put that phone away. She's got her phone hanging out. I put away that phone, then I grabbed that camera, too.
With items left and right from the store.
Alarm's going off. She goes inside. She's just going to look inside. That's about it. Go back to the front. Go back to the front of the store. Yeah.
Let's see if we can go back around front, guys, and see what's happening. There are no folks associated with law enforcement on site.
Really? You don't say. It might have changed things a little bit.
I can hear you guys, too, by the way. I don't have my IFB in, so if you're talking to me. All right, look across the street here. People filling up what looks like laundry bags full of items.
Yeah.
Running. It's a mad dash around here. Let's go back to the front, Kristen. Here
it's
we go.
A mad
people
dash.
Coming out with trash bags. This is what's the worst of the worst in these hurricanes, folks. People getting desperate, looking for items. Looks like they've just busted completely through the door here.
Yeah, they fucked up that Family Dollar. That is pretty hardcore. More, you probably saw this from Hurricane Florence, the controversial Weather Channel clip of the weather reporter bracing himself against the mighty wind.
According to a report by SFGate, on Friday, the Weather Channel released a statement in defense of a reporter accused of faking the strength of Hurricane Florence's winds in a clip that went viral on social media. Weather Channel reporter Mike Seidel could be seen bracing of what would appear to be strong winds. However, two men can be seen casually walking behind him. The clip reportedly went viral on Twitter, with tweets accusing Seidel of exaggerating for dramatic effect. In a statement sent to the Washington Post, the Weather Channel said, "It's important to note the two individuals in the background are walking on concrete, and Mike Seidel is trying to maintain his footing on wet grass,
right,
after reporting on air until 1 a.m. Eastern Time this morning, and is undoubtedly exhausted."
So his footing was bad, and those guys in the back were on concrete, and they're like young and fit and stuff, and he's old and tired. So, you know, I don't know. You see the video. It clearly looks like he is being a bit dramatic. Now, this guy in this next video, to continue with the Hurricane Florence theme, this is from CNN, was not being dramatic about the wind and the power of the wind.
CNN's Miguel Marquez is in Carolina Beach in North Carolina for us. Miguel,
not this guy.
You are on the water and very dangerous.
This guy right here is not being dramatic.
Conditions, I want you to be safe, but update us on what you're seeing and hearing. It looks awful.
Looks awful. Look, just awful. It's windy. It's windy as shit where you are. What's going on?
Wolf, this is Carolina Beach, North Carolina.
So this dude, if you're not watching the video, he's like a little satellite phone up to his ear. He's got a microphone. Long delay. He's inexplicably in the middle of a giant windstorm. I don't know why he has to report from that vantage point, but it is what it is.
The wind is whipping stronger than it has in the last 24 hours. It is unbelievable. This storm, Florence, will not quit. They call this the Category 1. This is some of the strongest Category 1 winds that I've certainly seen. Most of New Hanover County is now out of electricity, no electricity service to almost the entire county. Our cell phones have gone down, all communications here cut. We're now using a satellite phone and some other technology to even get this live shot out. It is absolute.
It's either secret technology or technology he doesn't really understand, so he's not going to get into it right now when he's like in 85 mile an hour winds.
Pandemonium here. The emergency services have just basically hunkered down for as long as possible, hoping that they can
crazy.
Get through.
Crazy shit. Anyway, that is some real shit. This was purported fake news on Twitter and various other places, I guess Facebook as well. Anderson Cooper of CNN pretending to be in waist-deep floodwater. First of all, he is clearly in waist-deep floodwater, but obviously the people, his cameraman, are back from him, and they're up farther, and it's only like knee-deep. But in any case, apparently these are pictures, and I'll bring up the other one as well so you get a better look of what they're talking about. Apparently these pictures are from 2008. Obviously it doesn't change, you know, what he was doing for dramatic effect. He was saying, apparently he even said during this broadcast right here that he... if he just took another step back, he would be submerged in water, you know, obviously some places are deeper than others, and, you know, it's a dramatic framing of what was going on. But again, people were framing it as it was from this, from Hurricane Florence, and it was from 8 years ago or 10 years ago. I think Hurricane Ike, I think it was 10 years ago where these pictures were taken. So, you know, it is what it is. You know how the news media is. We'll wrap up our Hurricane Florence coverage, our award-winning Hurricane Florence coverage, with this great dude got together with a few of his buddies and made his own hurricane weather reporting video. So there you go. That was good. That was a good. See, I wish I could do shit like that. I'm lazy. I don't know. I look like a lot of work with a lot of people. I don't know that many people. Kind of a recluse. Kind of an eccentric recluse. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 7. That's going to do it for Hour 1. Thanks to everybody who watches the Hour 1 live streams on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. They're usually on Sunday nights, sometimes they're on Monday nights, depends. Just subscribe on Periscope or on Twitter. You get notifications or whatever to your phone so you know when we're live. StonerJesus.net for all things Stoner Jesus Show, episodes, sponsors, social media links. Hour 2 coming up. Marijuana story from the Colbert Report. The Dallas guy killed by a cop in his own apartment. Mac Miller's death. The tale of OJ and more. If you want Hour 2 on video, the only way to get it is to become a patron, patreon.com/stonerjesus420, as I clawed desperately to find the outro music. So it seems like I'm a professional broadcaster, and probably just play it like that, like it was no big thing. No big deal, NBD. Thanks everybody for checking out the show, spreading the word about stonerjesus.net. Check out the Marijuana Times show, marijuanatimes.org. Make Cannabis Great Again. All that stuff. New segments coming in the show. Hopefully some interviews. It's all going to be great. Again, join Hour 2 on video. Support the show. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Thanks everybody for watching and listening. And as always, peace, bitches.